Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Little Chicago bringing us back 23 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks very much for staying with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Don't forget to check. We got a poll question on the homepage there. I hope you'll go there. Just go to smallbusinessadvocate.com or jimblasingame.com. That'll get you to the same place. And click on the poll question, or look at the poll question, answer the question, click on your answer, and then submit it, and you'll see where you stack, how your answer compares to everybody else who's voted so far. And don't forget, you can subscribe to my free newsletter there. We'll send you that by email every Sunday afternoon. Lots and lots of other stuff, articles, archives, Brain Trust members, thousands of each one of those. And all that, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Judith Glaser is our guest, folks, and that's Glaser with an S, and she's the author of Creating We, also the DNA of Leadership. Judith, tell us how we can find you, please.
www.creatingwe.com.
And she's and also your books are available wherever books are sold.
Exactly.
And all that's
exactly
there at her site as well. So check that out, folks. Judith, you've just gotten back from the Middle East and from the Far East.
Uh-huh.
And I'd like to invite you back again soon, and maybe in a week or two,
okay,
if you will. I want to hear more about your trip, but I didn't want to give a short shrift to this topic that we're talking about right now.
Yep.
So we're going to look forward to you coming back and talking about your trip and what you learned in China and what you learned in the Middle East. But I want to come back to this to the topic at hand, which is gender consciousness in the workplace. I think that there's two things going on with regard to gender consciousness. And I joked about it earlier, but I do believe this is the case. I believe men are not conscious enough of women in the workplace,
mm-hmm,
and women are too conscious of men in the workplace. What do you think? I think, let me tell you a couple of quick stories.
Please.
I was talking to a friend of mine who's from California, a member of my Brain Trust, and she was a little exasperated. She has a great marriage. Her husband's a great guy, and they get along great. They travel all over the world. But she was exasperated with him one day. And she said, I said, what's the matter? She said, you men, you're so good at getting your needs met. And then I was watching, my wife and I were watching the John Adams series again on HBO,
mm-hmm,
and the daughter was asking Abigail, the mother, why do the boys get to have all the fun?
Mm-hmm.
And she said, because we let them.
I agree with that.
And so that's my point, that men are less, you know, we're just not as sensitive to, and as maybe we should be, and women are a little more differential to men. What do you think?
Yeah, well, I think it's been set up so much by our stereotypes that there are all sorts of labels that we give to men, to women, that make us feel bad about ourselves, that there's a sensitivity to coming out. There's a sensitivity to knowing how to behave sometimes.
But don't you think it's more than just environmental? It's more than just stereotype. There's a lot of, you of all people, you know, that all the factors that are there. I mean, the brain patterns, the hormonal differences, et cetera, et cetera.
Okay, so this is where we're now at a really interesting place. I have a colleague who has a company called CDR, and they do assessments. And I asked her, my friend Nancy Parsons, to give me a list of the risks that have to do with gender issues and gender challenges. So perceptions of leaders' risks.
Yeah.
You just brought up one of those risks. For example, the feeling that women have, they get their periods, and therefore they're...
I didn't say anything about that.
You didn't say that, but it's called hyper moody. This is a risk.
No. I wasn't talking about anything out of control. I just mean literally the hormones I live with, the hormones you live with.
Yeah, okay.
I'm not talking about anything like that now.
Okay, well, this is what, so where my mind goes to is what happens in the workplace, that as soon as people start to bring up, you know, mood or...
No, no, that's not what I'm talking about.
It's not what you meant, but it's the way people listen.
I think there is that in the workplace.
That's,
I definitely
right,
agree with you that there is that in the workplace, but I promise that's not what I meant.
No, okay,
go ahead.
And I accept how you believe, but what I wanted to bring up is that these perceptions of risks are part of what causes the gender issues and stereotypes. I have a bunch of the risks here, and I'll give you an example of how we define it for women and how we define it for men in the,
yeah,
workplace. Okay, this is just research, all right?
Right.
So when you see somebody who's hyper moody, that's a risk, okay, whether
right,
male or female. But when they think about it in terms of women, they say, oh, she's having PMS or it's
that
kind of month, okay? But
so the guy's a jerk and the woman's going through a stage.
No, well, the man is intense.
Ah.
But the woman has PMS, right?
No, I think they're jerks.
Okay, so here's another.
Because I don't like moody people either, you know, whether they're male or female.
Well, it's a risk either way.
Yeah.
You know, so we all have to learn how to do it better. But it's interesting how the labels, the definitions, it's like there's a dictionary for men and a dictionary for women.
Right.
Okay, so upstaging is another risk. Whether you're male or female, if people upstage each other, it's not good, right?
So
they say for women that they're too opinionated. But they say for men that he's selling his point of view.
Ah.
Okay?
Yep.
So, and this
it's,
is...
It, I agree that it's a harder thing for women to pull off.
Yeah.
And it's because when men raise their voice, they get louder.
Yeah.
When women raise their voice, they get shriller.
Yeah.
And that's all part... That goes back to what I was talking about a minute ago.
It's the biology.
Exactly. I should have used that word. I didn't mean to use... I should have used biology.
Yeah.
Because I do think that there's, you know, estrogen manifests itself differently than testosterone.
Yeah, absolutely.
And that's what I was getting at. So,
yeah.
I mean, I agree with you. Have we solved anything quickly today, Judy?
Do we have any answers, big answers?
What are the answers? Well, you know, one of the problems, you know the problem with humanity, don't you, Judy?
What?
The humans. Just give us that website one more time, please.
www.creatingwe.com.
And you're going to come back real soon. We're going to talk about China and the Middle East, right?
You bet.
Thank you for being here. Judith Glaser, ladies and gentlemen, Glaser, The DNA of Leadership, also Creating We, wherever you find Judy, it's good stuff, I promise. Quick break, stay with me. 29 after. I didn't get in too much trouble that time.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.